You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. In a shift in policy, Apple will start allowing customers themselves to fix some broken Macs and iPhones with parts and tools to be sold by the company. The new self-service repair program will start early next year, first for iPhones 12 and 13. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
The new policy is a win for the right to repair movement, including environmentalists, consumer advocacy groups, and Nathan Proctor with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group.
Right to repair is about telling these companies, no, you don't get to tell me what to do with my stuff. I don't want new stuff. The thing I have works just fine. Give me what I need to fix it.
He's repaired his phone before, but acknowledges that not everyone will feel comfortable doing that.
But if you watch a technician change a battery in an iPhone, it takes like 6 minutes. It's not that difficult. And even if most people won't do it, they'll at least have more options.
So why is Apple making this change now? David Smith with Gartner says it's probably related to an executive order issued this summer, meant to discourage manufacturers from preventing DIY repairs.
The timing is probably not coincidental that it has happened a few months after the executive order.
Personally, though, Smith says he will not be opening up his iPhone anytime soon. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.